Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you on Friday. Greg, Carolina Louisville on the basketball court on Saturday. Carolina coming off a big win at NC State, goes to 2-0 in the conference, building some confidence against an ACC road that, with Louisville coming in, maybe a little easier than it is in Raleigh, but the ACC is never easy. The Hills will need to play well to get another win.
Yeah, we talked about this before, Tommy, but with North Carolina going on the road the first two games ACC play, certainly they needed to at least go 1-1. But if they could somehow win both of those games, with one of them being the NC State game on Tuesday night, they really kind of set themselves up for a solid run. Now, as you say, all ACC games are tough. And while Louisville is a little bit down this year in Chris Mack's first year, it's still a team that's capable. And so North Carolina is kind of looking at a situation where they've got Louisville, they've got Notre Dame next Tuesday, and then next weekend they're at Miami, and the Hurricanes are struggling. So it's laid out for the Tar Heels to be able to make a run and maybe start ACC play at 5-0. But first they have to get through the Cardinals, and where Louisville has had so much success in the past, particularly under Rick Pitino, was they were great defensively. And unfortunately, that has not been what Chris Mack has been able to get out of this team this year. They have been very efficient scoring the basketball, but they have struggled defending the three. They're not forcing a lot of turnovers, which sounds weird when you talk about a Louisville team. So those are some dynamics where, you know, North Carolina, as we know, has really struggled with turnovers. They had 23 yet again against NC State on Tuesday. So with Louisville not having a specific ability to force turnovers as much, that should help North Carolina. And with it being the home opener in ACC play for the Tar Heels, you'd have to think that Roy Williams feels pretty good about his team's chances.
Carolina coming in riding high, Louisville not so much. Tar Heels and Cardinals face off in the Dean Dome on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.